mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you today about how to overcome any trouble. You know, when you're in a position where you're receiving great blessing from the Lord, where you're getting prayers answered, it just seems like God's doing lots of great things in your life. You can feel yourself growing in the Lord. And it just seems like just out of nowhere, attacks come. Now, nobody in this room is immune to attacks. In fact, Jesus said it this way, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. John 10:10. He said, but the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his whole intent. That's his whole purpose in life. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't have to let him steal, kill, and destroy from you. Amen. Praise God, because Jesus has won the victory. He has made us partakers of that victory. The scripture says that God always causes us to triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. He always gives us the victory through our Lord. So no matter what you're going through, believe me that there is victory wrapped up in your trouble. God don't allow trouble to come to you without having a seed of victory in it. No matter what it is. Amen. And you got to know that, and you got to believe that no matter how bad the news is, no matter how tough the circumstance is, there is a victory wrapped up in it somewhere. Yes. Amen. If you trust God. Yes. Amen. Because if you don't learn how to trust God, then the devil will just run over you. Because your faith is a barrier against him, is a shield. How many of you know we got a shield of faith? Amen. Well, what does it do? It shields. The shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So Jesus never said the fiery darts wouldn't be shot at you. He said, yeah, you're going to get shot at. He said, but the shield of faith will quench everything the devil's doing. We'll put out all his fiery missiles. You understand? God doesn't want you to be overcome. He wants you to overcome. It is the will of God for you to have victory in this life, victory over the flesh, victory over the world by our faith, victory over our flesh by submission and obedience to God, and victory over the devil by the blood of Jesus. Because the blood speaks about a covenant, amen, that we have an everlasting covenant with God. Amen. And we have victory in these things. Now, James chapter 1. We're going to talk about today going from a place of sorrow and sadness and depression to a place of joy. Amen. Now, some of y'all are already in that place of joy, but you know what? The devil's always picking on somebody. So we're after the ones he's been picking on today, that it just seems like you can't get any joy and no satisfaction in life. But I'm going to tell you today, if you came in sad and you had to rejoice by faith this morning, I'm going to tell you, you're going to land in a place called joy. You're going to change locations today, because you can stay in a place of depression. You can stay in a place of sadness. You can stay in a place of anxiety and fear and frustration and being pressed down. But I'm going to tell you what, you can move. You can change locations in a moment of time. It don't take the Lord long to move you from one spot to another one. All you got to do is believe his word. Amen. Now, I like James right here. Let me get over there to Brother James. Brother James must have had some trouble in his life for him to write such a powerful book. Talking about wars and fighters. That boy went through some stuff, and he learned some things. He said, my brethren, I put Greg right on top of my brethren. So when I read it, I realize I read it like this. Greg, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, so I'm supposed to know some stuff, that the trial or the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect. That means complete and entire, lacking nothing. So you see, God have victory built into that trial. Didn't he? He said, count it all joy when you're surrounded by temptations, trials, and tests. That's what that word temptations is right there. It means trials. It means testing. When you're having difficulties, it means, you know, being in a place of hardship or just being in a hard place. He said, when you're surrounded by trouble, God has victory built into that trouble. Can y'all see it? He said, you start with a trial, but you end up in a place where you lack nothing. You see it? You go from one spot to another. You go from a place of severe hardship, testing, trials, amen, temptations, because sometimes the devil put a lot of temptation on you. You got to fight temptation.
That's right.
That's an attack against your faith. So you go from a place of being tested and tried in great adversity. And he said, if you'll go through the process counting it all joy, then some other things are going to kick in. He said, now know some stuff that when you're being tested, when you're being tried, when you have bad news, know that your faith is being tested. That your faith is being tried. In other words, your trust in God is being put to the test. Amen. See, when you have trouble, sometimes God will allow you to have trouble because you need to know where your faith at. When your faith is being tested, what does that mean, my faith being tested? Those trials that come against you, that temptation that come against you, will let you know whether or not you're really trusting God or not. Are you really going to trust God through a difficult place? Or are you going to throw up your hands, give up, walk away, and just succumb to depression and sadness? Some people just give up. They go to a place of hopelessness. See, the trial took them in the wrong direction. Whenever you're facing a trial, you can go two directions. You can go further into the darkness or you can come out in the light. Every trial comes with a choice of whether you're going to trust God or not. Every temptation, every trial, every test, every place of adversity has in it built in two paths. If you don't trust God, then you're going to go further into depression, in darkness, and gloom, and hopelessness. And that's what happened when people, when they take that path, then things don't get better. It get worse and worse, and Satan really brings the attack. And that's how people end up suicidal. Because what happened? They lost hope. When you lose hope, that means you ain't got no joy. When you've lost hope, you're sad. When you've lost hope, you're blind, and you can't see a way out. But I'm going to tell you, for a child of God, there's always a way out. I don't care how far the devil done push you over in the darkness. You might be on the breaking point of wanting to give up. You might be that far, and the devil may be, trying to put the last stake in your coffin. But in that place, God can reach through that darkness because he is light. He can dispel all the darkness. And I tell you what, he wouldn't necessarily have to move you. All he'd do is just show up there. Because his presence makes darkness light. In other words, when God show up, all the darkness get out of there. He wouldn't have to move you. He just come up, show up, and all the darkness leave. The devil got to go. Amen. Let me go back and read this right here. Listen at it again. Read this. Read it. Put your name right there. Say it. Say your name. Count. Now, I'm gonna say it. Stanley. Count it all joy. Now, did he say it was joyous?
No. Hallelujah.
Did he say it was exuberation? He said, do what? How do you do that? By faith. Count it all joy. When you are surrounded by different kinds of temptations. Yeah. The word divers means various kinds. It seemed like the devil hit there, he hit that, all of them different. You win this battle here, there's another battle over here.
That's right.
You win that battle, there's another battle there. You know, while you're going through this one, then this one here pop up. Yeah. See, but when you know that the trying of your faith is going to produce something in you called patience. When you know this, then you can count it all joy. When you know that I'm going to end up in a place where I don't lack anything, I can count it all joy. And I can know that my present circumstances and situations, I can put a big old tag on it called temporary. Just write it out. Spell it right now. That means that things ain't gonna stay the same. Because the first change that happened is a change that takes place in you. When you make the decision to obey the word, to count it all joy. He said, now, somebody said, I don't know how to count it all joy. Well, you need wisdom. You can count it all joy singing. You can count it all joy just dancing. You can count it all joy just saying, you know what, I'm finna rejoice right now. I'm finna offer up a sacrifice of praise. I'm finna praise God anyhow. Praise him. Look at your neighbor and say, anyhow. I'm praise God anyhow. I know I'm going through hard times right now. But I know that the key to my victory is that I gotta keep myself in a place of joy. Count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of tests, trials, adversity. Jesus said the same thing in John 16, 33. He said, in the world, you shall have what? Tribulation. And then he did what? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why he tell you to do that? Because he's already overcome the world for you. Because he got built-in victory in the trouble that you're facing. Because the tribulation come with the answer in it. Whenever I've had great battles, I always come up with a great testimony. Think about it. The greatest battles that you fight in life, when God enable you to overcome by his grace, you end up with the testimony of how God brought you over. How many of you got a great testimony? You went through something, and then you talk about how God moved, and how God moved this way, and God moved that way, and God did this. Amen. And the devil had to back up and get out of the way. Thought he had you, but he didn't have you. See, he don't really understand all this stuff going on with us. He don't have revelation. Revelation come from the Holy Ghost. Any revelation he had about God got stripped from him. He lost it. He became darkness, not light. He got no light in him. Ain't no truth in him. To have revelation, you had to have truth. He just know what the words say, but he don't understand all that. Because if he did, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. Or been the motivating force behind it. Bible says that the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Knowing this, that the trying of my faith works patience. Patience is endurance. Patience is steadfastness. Patience is being constant. That means no matter what come against me, I'm going to respond to it the same way. I'm going to be constant. If the sun's shining, I'm going to be joy. If the clouds come and block the sun and the clouds turn black, I'm still going to rejoice. See, that's being patient right there. In other words, there's a certain way that God is leading me and guiding me, and I'm going to do it his way every time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I ain't going to change. I ain't going to deviate.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But let patience have her perfect work.
Yes.
The word perfect, that means complete. Now, what done happened is that most people fire patience. When God don't move on time, in their time, they say, I ain't being patient no more. They put patience in the unemployment line, and you ought to be hiring patience. Because patience working for you. Listen to this. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and entire, wanting nothing. Then he said, if you lack wisdom about what? If you lack wisdom about how to count it all joy, ask God. Lord, how you want me to count it all joy in this situation?
Yes.
And then you receive the wisdom to do it.
Yes.
I got wisdom on how to count it all joy no matter what I'm facing.
Amen.
It just seems like the more blessing we have, the greater trials we face.
Right.
Seems like the more we press into God, sometimes the harder the road gets. I'm going to tell you, the devil's just trying to stop you. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord just let him say, all right, you can go test him again. And he bragging on you and say, you know what? They're going to trust me. I'm going to bring them out.
Yes.
See, God will fill you with joy and peace when you believe.
Yes.
When I ask God for something, I don't start looking for the answer right away. Guess what I start looking for? I start looking for joy and peace. Because if I got joy and peace, and joy come from God, if I got joy and peace, then I know the answer on the way.
Yes.
If I'm still full of anxiety and fear and frustrated and worry, and I'm still sad and gloomy and depressed, then I ain't trusted God yet. Because when you trust God, when you give him faith, he give you joy and peace. Joy and peace designed to hold you until the answer come. That's what you're supposed to be doing until your answer come. I look for joy and peace, because if I got joy and peace, that's my evidence that something on the way.
Yes.
Psalm 27:6 says that we're to offer to God the sacrifice of joy. That means sometimes you might not feel like praising God. Psalm 32:11 says that we're to praise God with a song. So sometimes singing is very important to you maintaining your joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. Then it says, rejoice forevermore. I looked up the word forevermore, and guess what it means? It means all time. That means good times, bad times, happy times, sad times. I'm still supposed to maintain an attitude of gratitude and joy. Amen. Joy. Let me give you a definition of joy. Joy just simply means gladness. It means rejoicing. Now, all y'all know what rejoicing is. I watched the end of the game the other night, last night. Some of y'all watched it. Some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about. But there's a boy hit a shot from half court almost, and he started going. I say, look at him, because that wasn't my team. You know what he started doing? He started rejoicing. He couldn't contain it. And then I had to rejoice with him. I said, now he is a brother. He's a strong Christian. I said, well, I got to rejoice with my boy there, because I know he's giving God the glory. I know what he's doing. When he hitting shots from half court, stuff people ain't never did. I mean with frequency. You might hit one of them every now and then. He just throw them up and hit 3-4 in a game. These ain't no ordinary threes either. They should be giving him 5. They're going to have to put a 5-point line out there. They doing that boy a disservice giving him 3 points for them shots he make. But I see him rejoice. Teammates out there. Boy, you the man. I knew we gonna win this game. You see the other team over there like, yeah. You can tell who rejoiced, can't you? You can tell who rejoicing. So when I say rejoicing, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Rejoicing is jubilation, it's happy. It's feelings of good feelings on the inside. Amen? It's feeling of great happiness, jubilation. It is a confident expectation of good. That's what hope is. You take joy and hope, peace, you put them together, and you got a power combination can't be whooped. I'm going to tell you, the devil, get out of the way of people that's got joy.
That's right.
Joy, let me tell you why joy is important. As you say, Pastor, I'm going through, I don't see nothing happy about my situation. It's hopeless. Let me tell you, ain't no such thing as hopeless with God. You got to maintain your joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So joy is a manifestation of God's strength in your life. You got to have joy if you want to stay strong. If you throw away joy, then I tell you what, weakness is going to come into you. And you're giving the devil great territory that he shouldn't even have. Don't give in to him. You got to have joy. With joy, we draw water out of the wells of salvation. As Isaiah 12:3. So when I have joy, I draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, if you go into Hebrew, you'll see that there's different meanings for that word salvation. And guess how it's translated in other places? Deliverance. There are wells of deliverance. Or you could say it this way. Fountains, because that's what the word wells means. It means fountains of salvation. There is a fountain for anything you need in life. And God put one word to cover every need, salvation. There are fountains of salvation. There are fountains of deliverance that you can drink from. And actually, those fountains are really right down the inside if you're saved. You got fountains of living water right down the inside. And when you draw water out of those wells by saying you believe God, by trusting in God, you begin to draw water. The word water there is figuratively, it is the word refreshing. With joy, I draw refreshing strength out of those fountains of deliverance. Guess what else it means? Fountains of help. Salvation, the word is translated help. It's translated health. How many of you need health? Do you know that fountain of health is on the inside? Come right out of Jesus, and Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Welfare, that had to do with your prosperity. Fountains of welfare. I mean, God don't want to do you no harm. God is not your problem. You hear me? You're coming out of that depression today. You're coming out of it. You're coming out. I said you're coming out. I'm talking to somebody in here. You're coming out of that depression today, and you're going to get over into joy. Because you ain't going to, listen, depression ain't going to bring you no victory. You ain't getting nothing for depression but more depression. You coming out today. You're going to get over into joy, and that's where you're going to learn to live.
Yes. Yes.
Then it's also translated victory. With joy, I draw water of refreshing out of the fountains of victory. Not defeat. Victory. You're going to win. You're going to overcome. Because God wants you to win, and he wants you to overcome. God don't want you to lose one battle, not a single one. You say, Pastor, how you know? Ain't it good to lose one? No. If it had been good to lose one, Jesus would have lost one. How many he lost?
None.
So it's his will for you not to lose any. It's not his will you perish. He wants you to overcome. You got to believe this with everything in you. Joy enables, listen at this now, joy enables you to see the victory beyond the natural circumstances and trials of life. See, joy, when you have joy, there's something else working in you that's working with your vision.
Come on.
To where you might be in a troublesome spot. You might be in a place of anguish. But when you have joy and peace working on the inside, you're able to see a different reality beyond those circumstances.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will paint another picture for you. Y'all remember I told y'all I was at a dark place in my life? Just worst place. I felt like I'd been dropped in a pit, just surrounded by darkness. And the Holy Ghost came to my aid. He said, dry those eyes, because I'm in depression. I'm in sadness. I'm in gloom. You know, I got hurt feeling, everything. And when he say dry those tears, wipe them tears away, he finna set me up now. Now you can keep crying when he tell you to stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. Oh, Lord. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Say, shut up. Dry them eyes. When I did that, I said, okay, something happened, huh? And then he began to talk to me real gentle. He said, just because it's like that today don't mean it's going to be this way tomorrow. Doesn't mean it's going to be this way a week from now or a month from now or even a year from now. Don't think that what you're going through is permanent. He said, what you going through ain't permanent. You trust me, and I'm going to bring you out. Then he showed me a light at the end of this tunnel. He used stuff that's familiar to you. So I saw way down the road a little speck of light, but it was heading toward me. And I said, there's light at the end of this tunnel. That means that this is temporary. Ain't going to last always, Donnie. Ain't gonna last always. Now, I didn't understand back then all of that, what that meant to me, but as I grew in the Lord, he began to see it show you things, and you don't have full understanding of them, but then as you grow, then he started telling you things. But what he was telling me was the reason why the light was so small was because the victory wasn't gonna come suddenly. If I'd have seen a big flash of light, that means I'm delivered right now. But because I saw a small light heading toward me getting bigger and bigger, then that meant that it was going to take some time. That this thing wasn't going to turn around overnight. All your trouble don't turn around overnight. But you know what? You make the changes right there on the spot that you change. So it don't matter what the trouble is. And when you got it like that, if it's something you really desire, you don't care how long it takes. You didn't know you got it. Yeah. Then you walk by faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one day God turned it all around. Yeah. What was is no more. And you are standing with the Lord Jesus Christ by your side. Him standing up in you. Make that devil bow down.
Hallelujah.
And you put your foot on his neck.
Yeah.
And then you cut it off.
Yeah.
Means I won't, this adversity won't come up the second time. You ain't ever coming back again. And if I even sense you around, I know what to do. I know how to squash you. Because once the Lord tell you how to whoop somebody, you can whoop them forever. You know, if you ever know somebody, you know, if somebody can't stand an arm bar, then you just got to get them in the arm bar. The Lord will show you the devil's weakness in an area. No, he can't handle this right here. Put this on him. And every time, the result going to be the same because you're dealing with spiritual laws. Just like gravity. If I drop a penny a million times, how many times going to hit the ground? Why? Because we're dealing with a law. We see with the Lord, he teaches. He don't maybe don't call them laws to you, but when he gives you an instruction, he's getting you to operate by some law that he done established. That's going to guarantee victory for you. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'd like to invite you to special services with New York Times best-selling author, Minister Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, on Sunday.